Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas are meeting today at Sharon's home in Jerusalem. Abbas is expected to press Sharon for the release of more Palestinians held in Israeli prisons, and Sharon is expected to tell Abbas that there needs to be a more extensive crackdown on Palestinian militants. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us from Jerusalem. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Leanne.
Both Abbas and Sharon bring well-known positions to the table today. Any reason to expect much movement on either side?
Well, the Palestinians are saying that they need to see some concrete results on the ground. It's been 3 weeks since several Palestinian organizations, including Hamas and Islamic Jihad, agreed to a ceasefire. There's been a dramatic drop in violence, and Palestinian officials say there hasn't been any change for them. So Israel is expected to agree to free about 400 prisoners, including some members of Hamas and Islamic Jihad, which until now Israel has refused to do. At the same time, Israeli officials are going to say that the Palestinian Authority needs to do more to crack down on the terrorist infrastructure. Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas is likely to say that he's doing the best he can, and he's expected to point to yesterday's kidnapping and beating of the governor of Jenin as an example of just how difficult it is.
Tell us more about that.
Well, the governor is one of Abbas's supporters, and he has been moving in Jenin to crack down on Palestinian militants. He was kidnapped and beaten by members of the Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, which is a militant offshoot of Yasser Arafat's Fetah movement. Now, it's not clear the exact background. It may have been sort of local issues, and they were settling a score with him, the gunman. They said he was a collaborator with Israel. After about 5 hours, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat gave an order to let the governor go. He was immediately released. Whatever the background is, it certainly seems to send a message to everyone involved in these negotiations that Yasser Arafat is still involved in them. One of the things that Prime Minister Abbas is going to ask for today is that Israel lift the siege on Yasser Arafat. He's been confined to his headquarters in Ramallah for more than a year now.
And briefly, Linda, Sharon and Abbas are going to be traveling to Washington for talks, including separate meetings with President Bush. This is a White House meeting is a pretty high-profile opportunity for Abbas, isn't it?
It is. I mean, Abbas had originally said that he wouldn't go to Washington until Yasser Arafat was allowed to move, have freedom of movement. But it's a recognition. I mean, President Bush has staunchly refused to meet Arafat. It is pretty high level, but Abbas is also walking a thin line. He can't be seen as being too close to the Bush administration or to the Israelis. So it is an opportunity, but it's also a potential difficult situation for him.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, thanks very much.
Thank you.